हरिः ॐ
सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so Chaitanya-upanayanam, we have Lalita Madhava, Act 2, page 32, verse 27. Krishna, he emerges from the bower, distressed, excited with 100 desires, with determination, I brought you to the Vrindavan forest filled with a sense of the autumn full moon. How has the manifestation of Shankarchuda's trickery now suddenly taken you from here by a reversed fortune? Walks about angrily. O lady, do not fear, I am near. Mukura, in tears. O moon-faced Krishna, you will be married to victory. Krishna, proudly. O wicked fellow, as long as I cannot punish you severely for attacking Radha, I will suffer. The dark night of death, devoid of dharma, is now chasing you with all its limbs. What can I do? Exit. Kundalata. O Lalita, look, look. Giving up hope, he has dropped Radha and is now starting to fight with Krishna. Off stage, there stands the rascal Yaksha with chest like a mountain and arms like strong, taller trees. Here stands the infant, beautiful as Cupid, soft as a young tamal tree. There is no one present to help him. I do not know. Oh, Jashoda, how your austerities will bear fruit now. Everyone listens and becomes depressed. Purnamasi enters, throwing aside a screen. Okay, so that means that throwing aside a screen, that means she has to come out of the middle? Mm-hmm. You know, where the actors are? Because that's the only place with a screen. Mm-hmm. Like that. Purnamasi, oh daughter, Lalita, do not feel pain. I know that the evil spark will be killed. Off stage, boldly striking the huge body of the demon with the proud motion of his stick-like arms, Krishna plays in the forest and, using the end of his stick, he removes the jewel, shining like the sun from the crown of Shankarchuda, whose terrifying mouth is filled with the crooked, upturned teeth. The crooked, just crooked. Purnamasi. By good fortune, in removing his jewel, Krishna has taken his life. He has made a great feast for the hungry jackals in the forest. Looking in joy. Look, everyone. Devoid of his protection of the jewel, the yaksha has died.
I just talked. Just recently I read in news that one rapper, he instilled a pink diamond on top of his neck.
And his forehead?
Yes, worth $24 million something.
He better walk around with bodyguards.
Modern day Shankarchuda.
Yeah, modern day Shankarchuda, yeah. Yeah, because he's Shankarchuda, I think, because it's in the form of a Shankar. That was his special thing, was that. Off stage, how astonishing. While playing, Krishna has swiftly taken the treasure of life from the sinful yaksha by using his fist. Purnamasi, looking ahead in bliss, destroying the enemy with a bold assault in a fierce battle, praised by devatas with showers of flowers, his spotless feather quivering in great anger. Krishna gives joy to the eyes. Vishaka, O Purnamasi, look, all his friends have arrived, putting auspiciously named Balaram in front. Mm-hmm. Purnamasi, he gives this attractive king of jewels to the supreme person Balaram. Lalita, look, sending off all his friends, Krishna alone goes to Radha. Purnamasi, look, embracing frightened Radha, Krishna with peacock feather quiver. Must be quivering like before, right? Yeah. Quivering on his head and face shining with perspiration, approaches. Krishna, I did not forget Radha, who cried loudly with trembling eyes. O Govinda, son of the king of Gokula, O Krishna, whose eyes surpass lotuses in the Jamuna, please help me now. Purnamasi walking. O son of Jashoda, I have been rid of a sharp spear of worry. She embraces Krishna and Radha. Mukura performs arti to Krishna, moving her hands. Lalita, O hero, Radha, who is now worshipped, has been saved by good fortune. Madhu Mangal entering. O dear friend, Balaram has given the king of jewels to Radha. Krishna, the best of jewels equal to the kastuba should decorate the neck of Radha. Lalita, as you order. Krishna, come, let us give bliss to our parents by the conquest of this demon. All exit. Okay, so that ends the second act now. Right, that. So that also ends the section of the Bija. Right? So showing that... showing the... what do you call it? The attraction between Radha and Krishna. You know? And so then... How it's there, then obstacles will come up, and then them being able to be back together again, and all those things like that. Then section 2, description of Bindu, right? So now, Acts 3 and 4, then they will cover this second section, right? Yes.
Maharaj, we saw in the Bija itself that what is the potential dangers that may happen, means what are the obstacles that may come, because Jatila was introduced, okay.
Yes.
And the whole thing actually is there in the seed form, the whole play.
The whole play, yes.
It's not just like...
It's not just an introduction like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's very far out how it's done, but at the same time, it's just short enough to make sense and to be interesting, but at the same time not too much that then as it unfolds that you'll be happy to, you know, hear all the development. If the mainstream of the story is broken because of another incident related by the topic, but it ultimately becomes an instrument to complete the main theme, is called Bindu. When the Bija, either perceptibly or imperceptibly, is being manifest before the public, and all the efforts of Binda are achieved, it is called Pratimukha Sandhi. Right? So now it's all achieved. Radha and Krishna have come together in this aspect. So you see, it's just like you said, the whole play. So there has to be, at the final, there is that aspect. But here it's being done, but in a smaller way. But you see the principle on how it's all working. So that has come to that point, then that's Pratimukha Sandhi. Now that'll bring that now naturally into the Bindu, the next section. Bharat Muni defines it as follows. Uncovering of the seed placed at the opening, after it has sometimes been perceptible and sometimes been lost, is called the progression, Pratimukha. Right? So you saw, it was there, and then the two, then they come together, and then they're apart. And then, you know, something brings them, you know, that there's a difficulty. Then that's removed. Then they come together again. So you see, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't, like this. And that sets the foundation for the whole rest of the drama, right? So it's a progression. It progresses through these things of being not seeing, you know, being introduced, then seeing, not seeing, then seeing again. Right? Yeah. Rupa Goswami describes Pratimukha Sandhi and its limbs in Lalita Madhava 62-77 as follows. As stated in Lalita Madhava, in Pratimukha Sandhi of 3rd and 4th chapters, where the main theme, Lord Krishna's departure towards the city, is broken and again comforted himself by saying, Etas Turnam, Lalita Madhava 321, quickly lead all these women. Lord Krishna, being hopeful by the statement of the sun god, says, Nire Mankshum, Lalita Madhava 410. Such interlude during the act is called Bindu. Here we see that even in very critical situations, an extreme separation between Radha and Madhava, the seed of love is manifested either perceptibly or imperceptibly. So this interlude means that some other theme is also coming up. And as we see, is that will be resolved some point, and then that will then bring us back to the other main thing, like that. Following are the 13 limbs of Pratimukha Sandli, namely Vilasa, Parisarpa, Vidhuta, Shama, Narma, Narma Dyuti, Pragamana, Virodha, Par Upashana, Pushpa, Vraja, Upanyasa, and Varna Samhara. Okay, so the first one, Vilasa. A transaction for the purpose of union, it is indeed called Vilasa, as stated here in the fourth act, 422. Madhava, placing the flute on his lips. O lady, belonging to the eastern horizon, out of your sentiment, please invent a new sun, the friend of my eyes, with highly brilliant luster, so that this Chakravaka bird, overwhelmed by separation, may become a beggar and flatter you, along with his friends, hundreds and thousands of times. Here, Lord Madhava's engagement in such transactions for the purpose of union is called Vilasa. Pariparshva. When bija or the seed is lost or disappearing and later again making recollection of it is called Parisarpa. As stated there in 410, as soon as I was about to dive in the water, a voice from the distant planet of fiery lustered sun, aiming at distressed Mukara, mercifully manifested, telling about Radha's return. Alas, it's a shame on me, but, oh my friend, those nectarine words now cause a sprout of hope of meeting with Radha again. And this is what's...
strikes my heart.
And this is what strikes... Yeah, that's better. What strikes my heart violently. Here, since Radha has disappeared from Gokula, and therefore the seed of attachment had become lost, but through the words of the sun, having hope of meeting again, is called a Pariparsva. Right? So, we see in the first one, the prominence is on bringing out their affection for each other, establishing that, bringing together, separating, bringing together, right? Mm-hmm. But now in this one, then it's going to be going back and forth between this, because it's already been established what the bindu is, so now it's a matter of manifesting, unmanifesting it, showing some hope, losing that hope, all that kind of thing. Is that... right? Because it's all about the seed. It's all about cultivating and churning this aspect of the affection between Radha and Krishna. So that's the whole thing, what it's trying to do. Like you see before, you're not trying to show how he's defeating Shankachuda and all that. You know the story. You can see there. So it's done off stage, because as it mentions, you know, actual killing of people and things, that happens off stage. So we see that it's mentioned, you know, a voice is saying, and Purnamasi is saying things, and then others are saying like this. Then it becomes described. You know? But it just moves through, and then Radha and Krishna are together again. You know, he gave the jewel to Madhava and like that, and to Balaram. And then we see that, you know, it's come on, Radha Krishna together, and then Madhu Mangal comes on, you know, Mukra comes on, worships them, and then Madhu Mangal comes on and says, you know, Balaram's given the jewel now to Radharani. So that means that's already been accomplished in that time before when they're together. So you see, it's all about the movement of the rasa. So that's the point of the poetic. It can accomplish more than just the literal words, right? When it's connection with the Lord, you know, when it's connection with rasa, it can do more. It means when you're dealing with philosophy, direct meaning is always what's used. Because the indirect, what's the point? You're dealing with philosophy. But then when you're dealing with rasa, then these double meanings of words and some indirect things and poetic aspects like that, it enhances the meaning. So we see is what's the highest there becomes the lowest here. You know, in philosophy it's the lowest, and people who are all absorbed in that on the material platform, they're glorified here, Not that they're using poetry in that, but their consciousness, they're more absorbed.
Maharaj, in this section 2, who wrote that? It is Bharat Muni Rupa Goswami?
Who wrote this? Yes. It means you have Bharat Muni has written the Natya Shastra,
yes.
Right? So what we went through.
Yes.
And Rupa Goswami then, he wrote on a few chapters of that. But within, he wrote on how they constructed the play.
Yes.
You know how the plot works in that, and you know, with all the 64 limbs.
Yes.
So that's why you'll see is we use Rupa Goswami, because in his definition it'll be more clear to us.
Yes.
Like that. So we're.
And also he used Lalita Madhava as a standard example to show that we are doing Lalita Madhava.
Yeah, he used it as the textbook to study the Natya Shastra.
But when he wrote Lalita Madhava, it is act by act. The section are.
Yes, because he knows the science.
Yes, yes.
You know, it wasn't a school project. he comes up with a theme for it and all that, and so you know these main things, the bija and these things, the bindu, all these five things, and then the action, how it'll go. Then he sits down and then nicely goes through, because he has to write. That's why you see is that he's already has that. He thought of it on while he was coming to Puri.
Yes. Yes.
Then when he stopped in, and he thought of it as one big drama,
yes.
Right? Because dramas can be, 10-act play can be quite big. But then when he was in Satyabhamapura, in Orissa, so he must have just come into Orissa, then at night Satyabhama came to him and said, you know, separate the two. Don't do them as one play. You know, in other words, she was saying, I want my own. Like that. But the point was, it was a mood thing. It was Krishna's arrangement. Then when he got to Puri, then Lord Chaitanya just told him, do this. And then Ramananda Rai is, oh, you have a drama, so what is it? And so then he asks, and he starts asking these technical points. You know, with the introduction, what kind of introduction, because you have five kinds of introductions, how it's going to be done. You know, as the actor does something active thing, or he does this, or he does that, or, you know, there's different ways he can start. And so he's already got these ideas, but then to actually write it and have all the poetry the way he wanted, that I think the two plays took another, it was some good length of time before they were all ready.
Yes. Well, there's a gap between Vidarbha Madhava and Lalita Madhava, 5 years.
Yeah, there's a gap, but also just overall for the two of them, I think it took
2 years.
It took quite some years.
Yeah.
You know, it means not a small amount. I think it was more like 20 or...
Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, something like that. It was quite a while. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you wanted to get it very exact. Because you're thinking, and then like this, and then you do, and... You know, and some... Because it's just like to write something that it literally means two different things. You have to be, you know, quite expert at it. Because you're writing it also... Adults are there. It's one thing for kids.
Yes, yes.
You know? It's like adults, they speak like that. Mm-hmm. They'll speak in you know, the kids hear one thing and the adults hear another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here you're speaking for adults.
Yes.
And so then it has to be very expert that it can mean these both. So then when you see it in the context of, let's say, Mukara and others, Jatila and that, it means one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it from the conjugal, it means something else. So it has both those meanings. Because that's what gives the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Is right in front of somebody, you can say something that means something else. Like Krishna is saying all these different things. And that, and then, you know, he's quite bold. And so then Jatila catches, I've never heard mantras like this. And Maru Mangal says, so you're a pandit, you know, so then what are you talking about? You know, so then with that, then it's taken care of. So this is not just something they scribble together, you know, because next week they're shooting, right? You know, so that's the difference. No?
Also, apart from the Sandhyangas, there are Sandhyantaras, which are 20, which we couldn't add. So that keeps how this each Sandhi can connect and the flow is even more like...
I mean between the different sections.
Sections. Mm-hmm. So those give even more.
Okay. Rupa Goswami speaks on those? Or?
Yes, yes. Oh. And then there are 36 bhushanas or ornaments. And all those 36 are also spoken.
Okay. So that's all in touch. So you have the six, the five main things which have 64. Their subsections, you get 64. And then...
20. Huh? Then 20.
Yeah, then the five sections, you know, they connect together. So there's so all those things connected, there's 20 different ways they can be connected.
Yes, yes.
Then, on top of that, there are 36 ornaments on those connections?
Everything, everything.
Or everything that you can add into...
Yes.
So that's the fun part. We're thinking, wow, this is so complicated. No. It's a...
And apart from that, then the secondary plot has how to express the secondary plot with words and all.
That has a whole thing.
That has a whole thing. But in that he doesn't give example of Lalita Mala. He says it's evident.
It's evident. If you understand everything else you talked about, it's evident. And if you didn't understand, don't worry about it.
So it's, it should be so perfect, like each word, where you're putting, how you're putting, why you're putting, it should be very clear.
Yeah, so you have to get all those things and then fill it all together so it flows perfect. And so that's the thing, because you can see it's just here how it's moved so perfectly. And then it would take someone very expert to direct it to see that it all came out nicely. Like that. Because otherwise some would do it and it would just come out very blocky. But you do it properly and then it would flow so nicely no one would notice, you know, any lack of continuity. Okay. Viduta. Stressful condition due to not accomplishing the desired goal is called viduta. Some say that neglecting the friendly persuasion, etc., is considered viduta. Radha, crying loudly, neither did I willingly hear the joking discourses of Lord Hari, nor had I carefully viewed his lotus face. My dear friend, the royal seat of his broad chest has never tightly embraced me. And thinking all these things again and again, my rolling inner heart suddenly bursts out. Here the stressful condition of Radha is openly stated. Therefore, it is viduta. As described here itself in 326, Purnimasi. Listen, the description of Varnini behind the scene. Do not make such efforts to pacify me. O hopeless one, with your drying mouth, don't just praise me too much like this. Just see from the distance, even the hard abdomen of the earth is also being shattered again and again by the rims of Krishna's chariot wheel. Here, neglecting or not accepting Vishaka's friendly persuasion by Radha is viduta. Sama, appeasement of dissatisfied person. With words is called sama, according to the wise. As stated here in the fourth act, 430. O Vrinda, O king of amorous heroes, give up this unhappiness. Now, in order to fulfill your desires through a female parrot, I will send this message to Lalita and ask Vishaka to come and inform you. Here, upon... Here...
Being taken away. Upon being taken away.
Upon being taken away. Here, Radha, upon being taken away by Jatila, pacifying Krishna's depression by Vrinda, is known as... It means... Radha being taken away, then Vrinda is pacifying Krishna's depression. This is known as Sama. I think what happens is this is Kusakrata?
No. This is our Nataka Chandrika. This is from...
Oh, okay. Because sometimes the tendency is that in Sanskrit, it moves like this, through these words. But the thing is, Sanskrit has all the nice endings, so it poetically goes together.
Yes.
But in English, unless you put in all these conjuncts and other things, it doesn't smoothly work. So sometimes I've noticed when people get into the... That was one of the expertises of Gopi Puranadana. That when he would translate, when he'd think it back into English, he wouldn't think like Sanskrit, he'd think like English.
Yes.
He would get what's there, but a lot of times you see like this is the translators still think kind of in a Sanskrit format, which doesn't necessarily work in English. So we see Srila Prabhupada is very expert at bringing out the poetic by putting it nicely in English, like that. And because you know what's the important words in that, to bring it out, if in English by adding in something, a literal translation, you won't get the point, then Prabhupada would simplify. In the word for word, he'd give all the points, but in the translation, you'd get actually what the verse is trying to say. Like that. Instead of Sama, some scholars, Bharat Muni and Vishwanath Kaviraj, take it as Tapana. In Sahitya Dhamma, 6.19, similar definition is given as, when there is no way to achieve one's goal, that is called tapana. Right? In other words, if you're bringing out that someone is pacifying, or the person's in that mood that he can't accomplish. Mm-hmm. So depending on which one you want to emphasize. Does that make sense? He's just like, let's say you have the scene where someone's speaking and trying to pacify. And in that, basically, pacification happens. You call it that. But sometimes in trying to pacify, you see is that their dissatisfaction keeps coming up again and again.
Yes.
So then that would be tapana.
Yes.
It's just which one you're emphasizing. Does that make sense? Yeah. Brinda. Oh, alas, alas. Such pity. Just see. The Sakis, headed by Vishakha, could neither hide from Radha, nor could they tell her the message that Krishna has gone to Mathura. All these Shakis are standing stiff, surrounding her, but their whispering into each other's ears indicate that they are nervous. Here, tapana is clearly stated, since they can't find a way to tell the message.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's the same kind of thing, because when they tell, they're going to pacify.
Yes.
So you're bringing out that you're creating the dissatisfaction. Then you're how you say? Adjusting it. Narma. You know, does that make sense? You know, it's just like in Sanchari or Vyavichari. If you're counting that it comes in, it's opposed to the already existing thing, that's Sanchari. But that it having come in like that, and now it becomes part of it, and now then when it leaves, it changes the direction. That's Vyavichari. So depending on which one you're bringing up, if you're bringing up the new mood that comes out, you call it Vyavichari. Mm-hmm. If you're bringing up its sudden appearance and all that, and conflicting mood, you call it a Sanchari. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Or it's the other way around?
Yeah, Sanchari and Vyavichari.
Yes. But the point is depending on which angle you're taking, you can get the different. So that's why you sometimes see is that it seems like they have different definitions, but just someone is talking on the main. Does that make sense? Yeah. Narma. The speeches that are full of joke is known as Narma. As stated in the fourth act, 4:29, Jatila stands placing index finger on the tip of her nose and shaking with amazement. O snake of young girls, whom are you wondering? Whom are you wondering here?
Why are you wondering?
It means that it means basically means who here are you wondering which one to bite? Or whom here are you wondering to bite? Wondering whether to bite. Madhava, O one with large lips, I am looking only for you, the witch of the cowherd community. Here, Nama is clearly manifested as a joke. Right? So she's saying, oh, you know, which you're the snake, Krishna, so which girl are you planning to bite? And Krishna says, no, I'm looking for you. You know? Narma duty. The wise have said that the enjoyment born of jokes are called Narma duty, as stated here, Lalita smiling. O Sharala, in your heart, drawing, right? in your heart drawing a picture on Musk. I think he's drawing a picture with Musk. I realize that you are perturbed about your dream companion, the elephant of heroes. Could you tell that to me clearly, please? As a third person, to be there at that moment is improper, but have your friend, the lazy belt, quickly exited or not? Boy. Okay. Radhika, to herself. How cunning has she investigated this? Oh, beautiful one, do you doubt it to be false? Here, Radha's beauty is manifested through the joking words of Lalita. Therefore, it is known as Narmadyuti. Pragamana, advancing in speech with a gradual sequence, is called Pragamana. As stated in the third act, 314, Radha, seeing the son of the king of Braja wandering along with his friends, the whole chariot shaking. My body is stumbling. How the earth seems to be spinning fast and all these kadamba trees are dancing. Lalita, oh dear friend Radha, do not lament since this is the beginning of the circulation of the mountain. Radha, my dear friend, I have understood all this instantly. How long will you be able to hide it with the curtain of your skills? Oh, miserly one, stop this now because the fatigue of separation from Krishna is not bothering me anymore. But I don't know why the shameless breath of my life is again and again approaching my throat. In this way, Pragamana is described here with a gradual discourse between Radha and Lalita, right? Showing just the whole progression of that separation. Virodha. When the danger appears in the plot, it is called Virodha, as stated in the third act, 327. O Radhika, O depressed one, my consciousness has transformed by the waves of loving affection of Lord Hari. Thus, to have his glance upon you, the frown frown or crown? But this cruel pain of separation keeps cutting the nuts of my heart. Standing as my friend, my enemy, and is unable to tolerate the festival of my great fortune. Here, Virodha is clearly shown by indicating Radha's danger. Paryupashana, the wise men have said that friendly appeasing to pacify a person in anger is to be known as Paryupashana. As stated here in the fourth act, 429. O teacher of lover's rendezvous, Lalita, currently my son Abhimanyu has gone to a distant place, and you have brought this gopi here, leaving the empty house behind. Why? Lalita, doubtfully by herself. Oh, what a pity. I am being burnt by an old witch with awkward nature. O noble lady, Gargi has mentioned that the sun will bestow with 10 billions of surabis if he is worshipped today with the madhavi or spring flowers. Therefore, I have escorted Radhika to the arena of spring flowers. So please pardon. Excuse me. Here, Lalita appeasing anger Jatila is Paryupashana. Right, so she's wondering, okay, the husband's out of the house, why is she out of the house? Mm-hmm. Like that, and so then he's saying no, but it's been said by Gargi because she's the Purnimasi's granddaughter, right? So a Brahmin girl, she said, oh, but if she's worshipped today with Madhavi, or spring flowers, right? Then everything will go very nicely, right? Yes. And so like that, so they're pointing out that we're going to do this pujas and get so much benefit, but at the same time as it's also indicating that. Radha and Madhava will be together.
Yes.
Like that. Like Pushpa. Repeating the aforesaid incident with more attractive words is called Pushpa, as mentioned here in the third Anka, 340. Kamsa's enemy, Lord Krishna, who wears a crown decorated with peacock feathers, is in the distant place of Mathura, but but at the same time he seems to be sporting with the fair-skinned girls by embracing them. We have evidence. Lord Krishna wears a peacock crown. A crown decorated with peacock feathers is in the distant place of Mathura. So in Mathura, he's still wearing peacock feathers. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. But some are trying to say only in Vrindavan he wears peacock feathers, nowhere else he can wear peacock feathers. He forgot to take it off, yes. Thus looking again with a slight envy and sadness. No, this is not my beloved. I have doubt that carrying Lord Indra's bow of lightning, it is a cloud who has taken shelter of a mountain. Here again, recognizing him to be just a cloud is Pushpa. Right. So you're saying the same thing as that was said previously, but now with more poetic kind of words and all that, then that brings it as Pushpa. Vajra. Speaking harsh words right in front of a person is called Vajra. As stated here in the fourth Anka, 431, Jatila, coming around from behind and pulling her son's hand. O debauchee of Gokula's young girls, O plunder of others' home, how could I ever consider you to be my son? Here, Vajra is indicated through Jatila's harsh words right before her son. Oh, so this is going to come up. Okay. Upanyasa, a subject matter compiled along with mystical expressions is called Upanyasa, as mentioned here in the third act, 329, behind the scene. Today it seems more than half of Brahma's life since the beloved Hari has gone far away. Ah, such a misfortune. Radhika's heart is as if pierced with the wedges of unbelievable grief. Therefore, O virtuous one, you please do not counteract her. Just for a moment, let her roll about here and cry sufficiently in a tone of agony. Here, Upanyasa is clearly indicated with mystical expressions. According to some other dramatists, satisfying or pleasing one is called Upanyasa. For example, in Act 4, Jatila, O aristocrat's daughter, I swear to you along with my head. Here, Jatila's pleasing actions towards Radha is Prasa Dhanam. Right, so here he says that some call that Upanyasa, but he says that this is prasadana. Mm-hmm. So it was, but that, you know, was it before here or no? That was varna samhara. When all the varnas or the four social divisions of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra happen to come together, it's called varna samhara. As stated here in the fourth Anka 4.4, seeing Krishna in the wrestling arena, the teacher of the demons, Sukracharya, had his mouth disformed, and the great wrestlers became red due to anger. The friends of Krishna smiled broadly. The envious kings became devastated, and the sages like Narada engaged themselves in meditation. Tears were pouring from his mother's eyes. The great warriors became excited, and the demigods, along with Lord Indra, became curious for a newer miraculous pastime. The menial servants danced, and the young girls gazed at him from the corner of their black eyes. Here Shukracharya and Narada are Brahmins, the kings and chivalrous fighters are Kshatriyas, the wrestlers are Vaishyas, and the servants are Shudras. Thus it is called Varna Samhara. So sometimes you see that also, is that it also in other times there will be descriptions where they bring everything together. Like when Krishna comes back and this one's looking this way and he's doing this, yes, and doing, yes, like, you know, it's an example of how he does everything at once. Yes. But here it's but that way that it does that expresses it, then it's Varna Samhara. Act 3, Distraught Radha. Purnamasi enters, talking with Vrinda. Purnamasi, why has the Brahma Muhurta come? Look, seeing the sun like a ferocious Sharabha beast appearing on Sunrise Mountain. The lion-like moon, pale like sandalwood, enters Sunset Mountain out of fear. Sharabha, those big, huge lions? Someone knows? It's gone? You don't know? I think the Sharbas, you know, those big lions that have the elephant nose? No one knows? No. But that's why lions will get scared. When Sharbas come around, they get scared. Because they're bigger. He's, you have to get a bunch of lions to jump on an elephant. But this guy just rolls them up in his nose and walks off with them. Yeah.
It's part. Lions are birds.
Doesn't mention the elephant part? Because the nose is elephant. Yeah, it might have wings also.
Part even lion. Makes,
huh?
Part lion, part bird. Beast.
They don't seem to care about its nose. Okay. Rinda, O Purnamasi, hearing the deep sound like the churning of the ocean, I have come running. Tell me what the sound is. Purnamasi, O daughter Rinda, has the news not reached your ears? Rinda, O Purnamasi, what is that? Purnamasi, yesterday Krishna with unparalleled prowess killed Keshi, whose intense anger had increased after Krishna killed Vrishasura, and then came home. At that time, Akrura, sent by Kamsa, arrived at Nanda's house. When the sun rises, as the messenger of Kamsa, he will take Krishna to Mathura along with Balaram. Vrinda, after remaining silent for a few moments, she exhales hot air and speaks in confusion. If Akrura takes Krishna to Mathura, why should I prepare new bowers in the forest? Why should I attractively prepare flower beds? Why should I make the fragrant creepers bloom out of season? Purnamasi, in pain, fearing the dawn, the gopis wail with long cries, cursing Akrura constantly. What misfortune! For the gopis who stayed awake all night with alarmed eyes, the night passed like a moment. Vrinda, in tears, the ocean of all Gokula is agitated by the Mandara mountain of Akrura, who has extracted the moon of Krishna and bestowed the poison of pain caused by separation. Purnamasi, O child, let us go to the gate of Gokula. Walking, she looks with tears in her eyes. Completely confused, Jashoda cannot bid Krishna farewell properly, and losing all intelligence, she cannot give him food suitable to expressing her affection. Making the dust into mud with her tears, she embraces Krishna and cries without break. Vrinda, did you hear what a friend said to Shaivya? Purnamasi, what was that? Vrinda, Shaivya said, O confused friend, I think you did not hear the loud, piteous sound of all the gopis, since you remain absorbed in churning the yogurt. The messenger of Kamsa whispers something in Krishna's ear and prepares to take him quickly to Mathura. Purnamasi, O child, you are disturbed by the bewilderment of Shaivya. You do not know the lamentation of Shyamala. Vrinda, speak the truth. Describe that to me. Purnamasi, O my heart, please break before the sun appears above the horizon, before Akrura mounts his chariot and begins chanting auspicious prayers for departure, before the horses begin quickly cutting the earth with their hooves. Vrinda, let us hear now how Bhadra laments. Off stage, O bird of life, your beloved quickly mounts the chariot seat. Why have you not given up the nest of the dead body yet? Purnamasi, looking to the left, O child, let us hear the words of Padma, who spoke arrow-like words to Chandravali as she was making a garland for Krishna to wear at noon. Off stage, O fickle-hearted Chandravali, Krishna has mounted the chariot, determined to go to Mathura, while you string a garland. O deaf Chandravali, do you not hear the drawn-out moaning along with the tense crying of the gopis? Purnamasi, disturbed. Hearing constantly Padma's disturbing words, the half-finished garland falls from Chandravali's hand. Ah, completely weakened, Chandravali faints. Vrinda, look, Padma has placed lifeless Chandravali in front of the chariot and laments. Off stage. Become conscious for a moment and look. What misfortune! Merciless Akrura urges on the horses. Purnamasi, O child, not seeing Radha, I am disturbed. Vrinda, looking to the right. Misfortune, great misfortune. Look, Vishaka and the other Shakis cannot tell Radha that Krishna is going to Mathura. Completely stunned and overwhelmed, they remain there in this disturbed condition, whispering to each other. It is. Ah, yes. Appeasement of dissatisfied person with words is called sama, according to the wise. Instead of sama, some scholars, Bharat Murni and Vishwanath Kaviraj, take it as tapa. In Siddhartha 691, similar definition is given. When there is no way to achieve one's goal, that is called tapana. Here, tapana is clearly stated since they can't find a way to tell the message. Purnamasi, lamenting. You had praised unblinking fish since your happiness in seeing him was undisturbed by the blinking of your eyes. O Radha, today, when Krishna goes to Mathura by fate, since your heart is pierced by love, I do not know what your future condition will be. Vrinda, look, look, because of the sudden commotion everywhere, Radha with eyes quivering like a doe has come to the outer road. Purnamasi, what misfortune! Clearly Radha has attained a state of unsteadiness and divine madness. Divyonmada, since I see that she is speaking unrelated words mixed with dialect. Radha, seeing Krishna with his friends on the chariot, why does my body totter? Why is the earth moving? Why are the kadamba trees dancing? Purnamasi, let us hear what Lalita says. Lalita, off stage. My dear friend Radha, do not be depressed. He is now going around the mountain. Purnamasi, let us hear Radha's words. Radha, O friend, I have understood everything. Will you be able to hide anything by your skills? O miser, stop this. I will not suffer separation from Krishna. Are my life airs which rise to my throat not ashamed? 34. Advancing in speech with a gradual sequence is called pragamana. In this way, pragamana is described here, the gradual discourse between Radha and Lalita. Vrinda, Purnamasi, it seems that Vishaka wants to speak. Vishaka, you are the crest jewel of patience among the women. Give up swooning. Krishna will kill Kamsa and in the evening meet you. Purnamasi, listen to what Radha says. Off stage. O Vishaka, you have given up hope. It is not necessary to pacify me. Making your mouth dry by glorifying my qualities. Look, in the distance, the wheel of the chariot is breaking the belly of the hard earth. Purnamasi, ah, Radha, with heart terrified by Krishna's journey, has become completely unsteady. Vrinda, Radha, shouting for some time, comes in front of the chariot and rolls on the ground. She gazes at his face with tearful eyes for a few moments. For some time, she tears grass with her teeth in front of Balaram. Seeing her in this state, who would not fall into the ocean of compassion for her? Purnamasi, with tears. In front of her friends, Radha would never glance at the lips of Krishna. But now she is not embarrassed to do so in front of her elders. This gives sorrow to my heart. Looking at Radha's lotus face, full of grief on the road, Krishna on the chariot sheds copious tears from his eyes, like honey flowing from a lotus. Vrinda, it seems that today the life heirs of all the gopis will accompany Krishna, who is the lord of their life heirs. Purnamasi, O daughter, look at Krishna's messenger. You will quickly pass these painful nights. You will again have a joyous association in the future. In this way, he ties up the life heirs of the gopis like deer with ropes of hope. Vrinda, in pain. Now that Krishna is going to Mathura from Gokula, the bees no longer drink nectar. The peacocks no longer decorate the forest with their dancing. The chakora birds no longer desire association of their lovers. Purnamasi, Following the tracks of the chariot, she speaks with pain. Ah, Radha weeps with a loud voice and plaintive words and throws the universe into a huge ocean of lamentation without islands of shelter. Ah, because of this, the earth is completely split open for a long distance as the wheels of the chariot produce troughs. Troughs. Vrinda, what misfortune! Radha, in an unsettled condition, runs forward for a short time because of painful separation from Krishna. She then remains motionless for some time, sometimes laughs, sometimes cries intently, sometimes speaks, and sometimes remains silent. Off stage. Oh, friend, where is the deity of Nanda's dynasty? Where is the person decorated with a peacock feather? Where is the person whose flute produces a mantra to attract us? Where is he who shines like a sapphire? Where is he who dances along the Rasa Festival, during the Rasa Festival? Where is the medicine that maintains our life? Where is the gem, my best friend? I curse the Creator. Purnamasi. That, what misfortune! She is the personification of the most irrepressible, intense misery. I will quickly leave. Vrinda, O Purnamasi, I want to bring Mukara here. They both leave. Interlude. Radha enters, comforted by her friends. The Radha, crying. Beautiful friend, I have not sufficiently heard Krishna's joking words, nor have I seen the attractive beauty of his lotus face without fear. Nor have I tightly embraced his broad chest. Thinking of this repeatedly, my agitated heart splits open. Footnote 35. Distressful condition due to not accomplishing a desired goal, or one's desired goal, is called viduta. Some say that neglecting the friendly persuasion, etc., is considered viduta. Here the stressful condition of Radha is openly stated, therefore it is a viduta. Vishaka, O friend, since you know the message promising that Krishna will return, why do you throw yourself in this blazing fire of suffering and burn the life airs of your friends with heaps of fuel? Radha, O friend, since Krishna's heart is full of waves of mercy for suffering people, it is possible that the cowherd women will see him again. But my enemy, the cruel pain of separation, which cuts the nerves in my heart, cannot tolerate my great fortune. That's better. Either knots or nerves, not nuts. 36. When the danger appears in the plot is called Virodha. Here Virodha is clearly shown by indicating Radha's danger. The strong fever of separation burns hotter than a fiery crucible. It is more disturbing than the Kalakuta poison. It is more intolerable than a thunderbolt. It is more intense than a lance piercing the heart. It is sharper than cholera. The strong fever pierces my vital organs. She weeps intensely. Okay. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai.